Hi, I'm Wayne Jones. Welcome to Writing and Editing. This is episode 134, Indie Publishing Books with Your Own Publisher Imprint. My guest is Colleen Tews, who's an author with a taste for writing about strong women who take strength even from their weaknesses. Colleen has established her own imprint called Delphian Hope Publishing to publish her works and hopes that she can also someday publish others as well. Her new novel, Onyx, is forthcoming in March. Hi, Colleen. Thanks for joining me on the podcast.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I wondered if, to start with, for listeners, I've had a little looking around about you online and stuff, but others may not have. And I wonder if you can give them an overall idea kind of what your writing activities and other activities are now currently, and how you got to where you are right now, what activities you've been up to.
Well, I started writing paranormal thrillers about a decade ago. And actually published my first book back in 2014. That was Birth of a Vixen. And I've just been writing ever since. I'm currently working on Onyx, which is a paranormal thriller about this witch whose sister has passed away, or rather was murdered. And now she's after the serial killer who did that.
So that's a good solid almost 10 years, 8 years of writing that you've been doing it. I'm just curious, what made you start writing? Was there a life event that you got down to it, or you just said, I've always wanted to do that? What made you start?
I just always wanted to do that. I think I was 10 years old when I wrote my first screenplay.
Oh.
And I've just been wanting to write ever since.
Yeah, no, it's often like that for people who are writing. I was writing not at 10. I didn't write a screenplay, but I was writing in my teens for sure. And it's just, eventually time comes in life where you start to actually say, I can do that. And now, of course, you can publish books, you know. So, and actually, I wanted to talk about that part of it, because in addition, if I understood right, from the poking around I was doing, in addition to, you used to do, or maybe still do, cover design as well as writing, but you also have a publishing imprint or house now called Delphian Hope Publishing, right?
Yes, that's my own little publishing thing. I just use it as my name to publish my own books. Although I would love to at some point in time publish other people's as well, do all the formatting, the editing, everything like that for them, and really get the ball rolling.
Right.
To help other self-publishers get out there.
It seemed from the site as if you have a couple of people helping you. Maybe those are freelancers that you sometimes give editing work to or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. My first editor, Jeff Holland, he's been with me from the start, and I will give him work every now and then through Delphian Hope.
Right. So, and yeah, and all the ones you mentioned, a couple in the past, and I wanted to talk a little bit about Onyx, which you already mentioned as well. Those are all under the Delphian Hope Publishing imprint, so to speak.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Right. And I read the other thing is about, and I'm a big fan, by the way. In fact, any of the books that I publish have been through what used to be called self-publishing, and what people tend to call now, and which I like as a better term, indie publishing.
Yeah.
And because it's self-publishing has the sort of a little bit of the whiff of vanity publishing about it, or you know, you're just putting up your Word document or something. So I read in your profile, though, that another thing is that you want to kind of help and encourage authors who are getting into the indie publishing. You know, they're writers and they've written books kind of thing. And And can you talk, and I don't know if that was meant as sort of just a general wish, or are there actual practical things that you do to let new authors who are trying to indie publish know how they can go about it?
Well, I do have a blog that I write my own tips and trades in. I also do author interviews, so that way it can help get their names out. And I just try my best to work with the community, and the book community is huge. To work with to work with individual indie authors at this time, but as far as I go with that is just the interview process and book reviews that I do on my blog. Just trying to get everything I've learned out there to help whoever has questions for them. And on through Facebook or Instagram or any other social media, people can reach out to me and ask questions. I've mentored a couple people and they've done really well.
It's good to hear. And you're quite right about the judging by, you know, the little slice of it that I get to see, but people are very busy out there, and especially in what people generally call genre fiction, you know, paranormal or mystery or fantasy and things like that. There's a gigantic amount of stuff being published. So it's actually great to see. I really like it. You know, people who never really had an inroad because of what is now being called traditional publishing, you know, that was a hard door to get into, because often you had to have a literary agent, and often the wait times were very, very long, and all of that. So it's really good to see indie publishing really, you know, getting its legs, kind of thing, which you're participating in, obviously.
Doing my best.
I'm just curious, just as a side question, what you think of, because all the books you published and your upcoming one are through Delphian. So you've not gone the traditional route, so to speak, neither have I. Do you see those in the future as being ones where eventually, if I can put it crudely, the traditional way dies and indie wins, or over the course of years, do they both kind of coexist because, you know, they're serving different kinds of writers or something like that?
Oh, I definitely see them coexisting.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you have authors that have much bigger brands and audiences that require the traditional publishing, like biographies and even my own genre that I write in, just have already been established in that category of traditional publishing. So when you add on to it the indie publishing, it just becomes this grand mixture of like a boiling pot. It just all mixes together.
Yeah. I actually wanted to back up a little and ask you about indie publishing, because that's the other thing I've noticed, is that there's, it's sort of like one of those things where something becomes popular and then various agencies pop up to help, in this case, writers. There's sort of service agencies that, like, there's flat out bare bones DIY, where someone has a book and they try to work it through the Amazon machine and get it out there, kind of thing. And you can certainly do that. That's very doable. And I guess I had two questions for you. One is that, the way that you publish your Delphian books? And have you ever worked with, or would you ever, because there, for example, there are places out there that say, well, if you give us whatever the price might be, $2,000, we'll take care of the ISBNs, we'll take care of the editing, we'll take care of the proofreading, we'll take care of the cover design and all that. They're sort of like an intermediary or a middle person. Have you ever used them, or would you ever use something like that?
No, I don't think I'll ever use anything like that. I get freelance editors for my books now. And it just seems more doable that way. And then I put it up through Amazon and through Draft2 Digital as well, so that way I can reach a broader audience. So my ebooks are available everywhere. It just seems as though I have more control if I'm able to do it myself rather than to go through an intermediary.
You definitely do. You have full control. And you, I think I was right to say that you do, for example, a skill that I don't have, which is graphic design or cover design and stuff like that. I would have to get some person that knows how to do that for me. But so you basically do straight up DIY, where you're not only writing the book, but designing the cover. And, I always think of Amazon as a giant machine. You're somehow putting it in that machine so that at the other end, your book is listed just like any other book that's been published. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Wow. And both of those exist. And if I can judge again through the interviews I've done, there are people who do what I would call straight DIY like that. And then there's more, these agencies are coming up now, and there's at least a couple in Canada, which is where I am. And I'm sure there's even more of them in the United States that help people, but you have to, often the costs are hefty. In a certain sense, they don't do any different than you would do, which is to get freelancers to do the editing or freelancers to do the design. But you can just sit back and say, here's $2,000 and let me know when the book is published.
That would be convenient.
Yeah, I guess it's for people who it's kind of like if you don't like cleaning your own house, you can pay someone to clean your own house, right? So, but most people think, well, I could probably spend my money otherwise, kind of thing. And in the midst of all that, what you're talking about books, you mentioned about Onyx, which is coming out in March. Is that right?
Yes, March 21st.
Right. And you already said a little bit about it, about the sister that's killed. And then basically someone else is killed, I think. And it ultimately turns into an investigation of probably a serial killer. I wonder if you could just say a little bit about, without spoiling a lot of it, say a little bit about the book and what it's about and all that.
Well, the main character, Raven Sinclair, she has left her hometown of Briar Ridge, Ohio, about a decade ago, like left her entire family behind in the dust, and is occasionally in contact with them, but moved to New York City to try to make it big as a photographer. And then her sister is murdered. And that decision is forced upon her to look, forces her to look at her decisions a little bit more closely as to what's actually important. And in the process, she realizes that she has to find this killer. It's up to her to find them. Right. And no matter the cost, and that includes her relationship with Grace Trudeau.
Okay, that's good. Okay, great. Good luck on the publication. Good luck on the sales and all that. That sounds good.
Thank you.
The other thing I wanted to ask, and I kind of want to finish on this, and this is, if you looked at most of the author interviews I did, I ask almost all authors this. I don't know why I'm obsessively interested in this, but I'm interested in how you write. And what I mean by that, if you take the two poles, like you have some writers who write in a very, they put an outline and they've got chapters 1 through 24 and they know how the character is developing in the mid chapters. And they've got little maybe bullets for what happens in each chapter. They know how it's going to end and all that. And they just sort of systematically go through. And by the way, I don't believe that either one of these is superior to the other one. The other method is to just sort of have a general idea, maybe, or one other method. I'm not saying these are the only two. Have a general idea what your book is about and kind of just start in. like you might have an idea. I'm just making it up that, well, there's this woman named Raven and her sister is going to die and she's going to investigate it. I think I'll start writing. But without a plan for what the end would be, where do you fit on the scale there? Are you a meticulous outliner, or are you a little more freeform kind of thing?
I am a meticulous outliner who lets the characters do what they want.
Maybe they could clean your house. You know, you never know.
Yeah,
that'd be nice. I see. And by letting the characters do what they want, you mean that, tell me what you mean by that.
I mean that I do a spider outline to connect all the characters to all the other characters to see how they all interact or how they feel about each other. And then I do a chapter outline, which just is bulletin points of things that I need to have happen in certain chapters. But then when I sit down to write, sometimes the characters be like, I don't feel like doing that today. So that moment will get pushed back to another chapter. And then it's just the raw emotion of what the character is going through and needs to say comes through. It's very freeing while also being mindful of where I need to go.
And I would say, and I think you, I would give more credit to yourself than to your character. What it probably means is more like you had, when you were outlining it, it felt like this was the right place for it. But as you were writing it, it just didn't feel kind of right. That's sort of, I do a little bit of outlining, but I do that, what you just said, I do that as well. There's just certain times when the writing just feels like that has a certain momentum. I don't mean anything metaphysical about it or anything mysterious, but you know, you're going on there's a certain track that you feel is good and you want to follow kind of thing. Is that sort of the thing you're talking about?
Absolutely. That's absolutely it.
Yeah. It's very common. There's probably I wonder if there are, maybe for nonfiction, it would be easier to do. If you write a nonfiction book about, I don't know, tax reform or something like that, that's probably something where, which I'm going to guess Delphian doesn't publish books like that.
No.
But if that's probably something I can imagine someone outlining and you follow it strictly. There's no characters to take you away kind of thing. You go from A to Z and you go back and reread it and you're good to go kind of thing. So,
right.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for the interview. I'm interested in the book to come out. And again, I'm sorry in a certain sense for being obsessive about people's style, but I'm always interested in it. It's kind of like, you know, how do you take your eggs kind of thing. I'm always interested in that kind of thing. So thanks. Good luck. And hope we meet again.
All right. Thank you, Wayne.
And that's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. Check out the show's website at writingediting.ca to find links to subscribe or contact me, to rate or review the podcast, and even to be a guest. I'll be back on Thursday. Please join me.